No, really, they just approved the whole proposal. So one was 13,500 and the other one was 18,500. That later on was even more as the client needed some add-ons, but that was the initial proposal. They each included brand strategy, visual identity, and a website, but the cheaper project had also included a label and a box, packaging design, and I'll explain in a second why. But I was able to get both these clients because I made some decisions in terms of who exactly I want to work with. And so once I knew who I want to work with, I went on and found them. Actually, I didn't even look for them. I just did something and then they found me. So let's talk about that something. Welcome to the Profitable Graphic Designer Podcast, brought to you by Aventive Academy. I'm your host, Katie Sandell. I'm a brand strategist, designer, creative director, and the CEO of a successful six-figure design agency based in Austin, Texas, serving clients worldwide. After mastering the art of building a profitable and sustainable design business, I decided to help you achieve the same success. I teach brand graphic and web design business owners how to attract more clients, increase their pricing, and develop design businesses that provide the financial freedom and time flexibility you've always dreamt of. We offer online programs, courses, and templates that you can use, along with our coaching, accelerator, and mastermind high-touch experiences for creatives. You can learn more about starting and growing your design business at aventiveacademy.com. But for now, grab a cup of coffee and join me in today's podcast episode. I know what you're thinking. You probably saw the title of this podcast episode, you know, $32,000 in a day. Yay. You want to do that too. But let's start from the beginning because this definitely wasn't an overnight success and yours probably won't be either, but I know you will be able to get there. So first things first, as mentioned, it wasn't like I woke up one morning and magically had $32,000 worth of projects lined up. You may have heard my story, how I started my freelance career by charging $65 for a logo design on Craigslist. And oh my God, I remember sitting in a living room in an apartment that I was barely able to afford, thinking how it all doesn't make sense. I was freelancing, but secretly looking for a job because I knew that I can make it work, right? I just didn't know how to do it. And it was too hard. It was so difficult. I was spending so much time working on my business and trying to find clients and like really hustling. I would even work, I don't know, like 20 hours a day. It was crazy. I don't know how I didn't need more sleep now that I'm thinking. I would constantly go to networking events, write blog posts, post on social media, post on Craigslist, because that's where most of my clients were coming from. And I was just putting so much effort. But then also I was secretly not 100% like working on my resume, but I was collecting data to put them on my resume. And I know I would go to Indeed and look for a job, not really like a job that I would apply for, you know, that day, but more like, hey, what's out there? Maybe this, the whole freelancing and running my own business isn't as smart and as good as I thought it would be. So, you know, just thinking about who I was and where I was, what was that like 8 years ago to where I am at the moment? Seven years ago to where I am right now. I'm so grateful and thankful for everything that I did at that time so that now I can work with this high profile, amazing, like dream client while working only about like 3 hours a day, two and a half is my goal. not in a sense that I work more, but sometimes I don't have time to work even those 2.5 hours. And by not having time, I mean that I'm prioritizing my family and friends over my work, meaning that I had a baby a few months ago and I am a stay-at-home and working parent right now, because that is something that I simply want to do. And my business allowed me to be able to, you know, watch my baby while also working. And don't get me wrong, I love working. My business is like my hobby that makes me money. When people talk about like work-life balance, they're mostly talking about like, oh, you have work and then you have life. No, to me, it's all mixed in. So, you know, in the morning, I would watch the baby, play with a kid, because I have 2 kids. And once the older one goes to daycare, I stay at home with my baby, who's 4 months now. And by the time of releasing this episode, will be 5. And then I would work a little bit, respond to a couple of emails, then watch the baby, then work on maybe some designs or talk to my team, communicate with my team, watch the baby, you know. So it's, that is what I mean by balance. That is what balance means to me, where my business is a part of my life and my family is a part of my life, of course. So it's all like mixed in. I don't really like to separate it. And while I know that some people prefer to separate it and maybe feel more productive, that is totally fine. Okay, I think that this episode is now going in a different direction, but let's go back to how exactly I was able to book $32,000 in projects in 1 day. One day, I remember sitting in a co-working space. Many of you already know, but I owned a co-working space in the past and I sold an office building in 2021, and that's when we closed the co-working space. But I remember sitting in that co-working space thinking, oh my God, I can't pass the $5,000 mark. I was consistently already making, you know, $3,000 to $5,000 per month, which was good. But living in Austin, that's just not enough. Like, yes, it's fine. It's okay to pay rent and have for food and all of that. But there is, you know, no savings, no extra. My business wasn't profitable. So I was really looking like, how can I get there? So I made a decision. And again, it wasn't an overnight decision. It took months to make that decision. But I made a decision to work with high value clients. So what that meant is working on projects that are over $10,000. So I decided to hire a marketing agency to help me after realizing that I just can't do it by myself. I mean, I believed that I can get there again, like that I can run a design agency and make it profitable, sustainable, and simple, but I just didn't know what my next steps should be. So I hired that marketing agency because I thought that I will need some ads and more leads. But in fact, they came back to me and told me, it's very hard for you to stand out because of your positioning. My positioning was non-existent. So I was just a graphic and web designer that can work with anyone and everyone. So after working with that marketing agency, I chose a niche, I chose an ideal client, and I set the price at $10,000. Now, how I chose my ideal client, I literally wrote down who I would like to work with and what I want to work on. I imagined this ideal project. You know, you always hear people talking about you need to figure out who your ideal client is, their demographic and their psychographic, like how old they are, where they live, how much money they make. But how about you figure out what projects you want to work on? So if you want to do rebranding for a hotel, then, you know, develop a passion project, put that in your portfolio, talk about rebranding for hotels on your social media, on your blog, on your website, and eventually you will get that kind of project. And then, you know, from there, you will figure out what your next project is going to be. Either you can, you know, find your niche, like, I don't know, fitness industry, and then you work on websites for fitness industry only or something like that. Or, you know, like whatever that is, or like branding for interior designers. I know someone who does that very successfully. And it's really just about you knowing what you want to work on and then putting a price tag on that. As mentioned, at that time, I set the price to be $10,000. Right now, my average is about $20,000. Now, don't get me wrong. It's not that I get a project for $20,000, I complete it in a day, and I put those $20,000 in my pocket. No, I have a team. We complete it over a couple of weeks. Of course, it's not that we work full time on one project at a time only. I also hire people based on the needs. So let me give you just an example. A few days ago, I shared on my Instagram profile how I just got a client for $29,000. So what's included in $29,000 is visual identity that includes logo design, colors and fonts, brand strategy, and the website design and development, of course. I will be the one working on their brand strategy. And then I have a brand designer who's going to do the visual identity, brand guidelines, and all of that. And then I have a website designer and a web developer who I need to pay them all. So they're part of my team and they will work with me on this $29,000 project. However, since I decided to hire a team and to grow into a small design agency, I was able to raise my rates, start getting better clients, and become really profitable, really build that profitable and sustainable design business, because now I no longer have to do everything and anything in my business that I don't want to do or don't have time to do. So I can focus only on the things that really matter and that I'm really good at. And then everything else can be outsourced and everything else my team can cover up. So I no longer have to design every single logo and work on every single typography, even though I do miss that sometimes and I sometimes work on it. But the point is that I get to choose what I want to do in my business, how much I want to work, and all the good things that come with being your own boss, right? So what I did to book $32,000 in a day as a brand and web designer was really positioning, knowing who I want to work with, and also knowing where my ideal clients hang out. I also want to mention that in those $32,000, those were basically only two clients. It's not like I got 10 clients for $3,000 and something each. No, I got two clients. One client was $18,500, and the second one was $13,000 or $14,000, something like that. So that's how I got to $32,000. Each project included brand strategy, visual identity, and the website. The cheaper project included extra things, actually. So it included a label and packaging design as well. Now you may be wondering, but you did more for this smaller project. Yes, that is correct. And that is because we do value-based pricing. Value-based pricing is when you charge based on the value you provide to your clients, meaning you charge them based on the size and the impact your designs are going to have on their company. So the smaller project that was, let's say $13,500. Now I'm looking into the numbers and I think that's correct. So $13,500. And that project was for a startup. It was a woman and, you know, her husband. So basically two of them are just starting a skincare line. And of course, they don't have a lot of funds. They don't even know if it's going to work. And they don't have a proof of concept, ingredients, like all that. So, of course, the project is going to be cheaper than if I was to rebrand Olay, for example, you know, like one of the most famous skincare brands. And the second project, the other project that was $18,500, was an app, also for a startup, but it's, again, totally different. It was an app in the health industry. And so they had, first of all, more funds. They also had many people that are decision makers. And I just knew that project is going to be different, right? So again, we do value-based pricing. And if that's something that you want to learn from me, you can sign up for the Profitable Designer Program on AventivAcademy.com and just, you know, learn more about value-based pricing. Both these clients found me through Google, meaning that my SEO, which stands for search engine optimization, is really good because we write blog posts. So it's basically they found me because I do blog. And I have a blog writer, so it's not like I sit down and write articles. I mean, I did at the beginning, but right now we have a blogger and we post 2 articles per month. And that is how a lot of clients, a lot of people find us. And all these blog posts are very strategic and they target people who, you know, we want to work with. And then people would, you know, to type that in, they would Google, they would get to our blog page. And then from there, we send them to our services page. And then from our services page to our portfolio page. And that is where we have call to action to send them to our contact form. And that's how they contact us. So basically, there's the whole website flow where we walk them through the whole website intentionally, right? And then when they are ready to hire us or to work with us or to contact us, then they really reach out. Before we continue with this podcast episode, I just want to quickly remind you that if you're a design business owner whose dream is to have a successful and profitable career so you can enjoy the freedom and flexibility that comes with it, then I have something for you. The Profitable Designer Program is my signature 12-week system that will help you improve your business, sign amazing, high-paying clients, and truly achieve your financial and lifestyle goals. Visit AventivAcademy.com/profit to check if you can join us now or if we are currently not accepting more designers into the program. In that case, you will be able to join the waitlist and be the first to know when we open the doors again. Now, we'll go back to the episode in a second, but I just want to add that designers who completed the program were able to sign 5-figure design clients, 10 times their pricing, reach 6 figures and beyond, make $20,000 per month while working only a few hours a week, and more. Here is what Julia said.
It really has everything you could ever ask for to build a 6-figure business that will allow you to have financial freedom. And that's why I personally did it. Like, I wanted that flexibility.
So if you want to be my next success story and achieve results like these, visit AventivAcademy.com/profit. Now, let's go back to the episode. Okay, so I kind of gave you some backstory on how I got this client, where they were coming from. Now, let me just tell you that I also have to really focus on effective project management because with high-value clients, like onboarding and absolutely everything has to be really top-notch, and it really helps us then get referrals. So by delivering like exceptional results, like on time and communicating with clients effectively, and not just effectively, but in a way that they understand, they want, they prefer, they will send you referrals for sure. So we use Trello for our internal communication, and then we have Notion for a client portal. You may have heard me on Instagram the other day talking about our client portal on Notion, because that is something that we are now improving and we are adding more value to it. I really want my clients to be able to open that client portal and be like, okay, so this is what they're working on right now. And so I think we're there. I'm constantly improving and making changes on our, like in our business, which I'm sure you can relate. I know that you maybe, you know, are adding things to your portfolio, making changes to your content, and that is perfect. However, I don't want you to be stuck in that circle of like constantly improving and making changes. So to go back to how exactly I got these, you know, 2 clients that are a total of $32,000 So long story short, I decided what kind of project I want to get, how much money I'm going to charge for that project, what exactly is going to be included, who my ideal clients are. I found my niche, my specialization, chose my ideal client again, and really set the price as minimum as $10,000. And then I decided to go for it. You know, many designers are like, oh, I want to charge $20,000 or $10,000 for this type of project. But then they don't know, like, what's next? Where are you going to find those clients? How and why they will decide to go with you? Why you? There are many, many talented designers and creative agencies out there. So why you? You have to really nail down your positioning, your specialization. If that is, you know, I know that also you may be thinking like, but Katie, I don't want to put myself in a box and, you know, work with one type of clients for the rest of my life. Well, you don't have to. And your niche doesn't have to be super narrow. It can be very broad. And I already mentioned like fitness industry. So if you decide to work with, you know, businesses that are in the fitness industry, and let's say you do branding, that can be everything and anything. Really, you can do branding for a gym. You can do branding for yoga studio. You can do branding for yoga mats. So that is a product-based business. You can do, you know, gym equipment. You can do running club, like so many different things that are under the umbrella of fitness. So it's not, you will not put yourself in a box. I really don't think you can put yourself in a box. But by having niche, you will be able to grow your business, because all of a sudden you are eliminating all the competitors and you are the expert in this one thing, and people will always go to you. Everybody will remember what you do, who you work with, and what exactly you can help them with. For example, the other project that I also mentioned in this podcast episode that was $29,000, they literally told me that when they sat down, so the owner of a company said, when I sat down with my team, it was a no-brainer that we will move forward with your design agency. He also told me that they talked to a few creative agencies, but decided to go with me because I am in their niche, because everything we talked about seemed like I know exactly what I'm doing, because I have a lot of confidence, to be honest. And so, and I know I can help them. I know I'm the best fit for this project. So when I talked to them, I literally said that. I told them I am the best fit for this project because, and then I listed the reasons, and they were just like, oh yeah, that makes sense. And so when they talked to other creative agencies, I mean, who knows how they were on their sales calls or informational calls, call them however you want, but you still have to sell your design services. So, you know, I just have a lot of confidence. I know I can help them, and I know I'm the perfect fit. And they saw that as well. So they decided to go with us. Okay, so I really hope that this podcast episode was helpful. I really wanted to share this story of how I booked $32,000 in design projects in a single day. And what I mean in a single day is I literally had both sales calls the same day. And that is when I sent them a proposal and they both approved it and signed, paid, all of that. You know, it wasn't easy and it certainly didn't happen overnight, but I want this story to serve as an inspiration of where you can be as well. Maybe right now you're probably not charging $65 for a logo on Craigslist like I was, but maybe right now you're making $3,000, $5,000 per month, and maybe you want to grow into a small design agency. Maybe you're a solo designer. So like, I really want this to be like, I want you to look into this episode and be like, oh, wow, I want that too. And I know I can get there because she was able to get there as well, starting like literally from nothing. I was working for one signs and printing company for $10 per hour in Las Vegas when I first started freelancing on the side, to now running my team and design agency here now. I'm now in Austin, Texas, and booking $32,000, $29,000. Like, you hear all these like big numbers, but don't let them scare you. It's a gradual increase in price. to get there, right? So right now, maybe you're at 5,000. In a month, you will be at 7,000. In a few months, you will be at 10,000. And then 15, 18, 20, 25, 29, 30, you know, sky's limit. It really is. So just really focus on you and your vision, your core values, and where you want to be in the next 2 to 5 years. And again, I really hope that this story inspires you to aim high and really chase your dreams and never settle for anything less than your worth or what you simply want to have in your life and in your business. If you want to make a ton of money while working 2 hours a day, you definitely can. And again, it's not an overnight success. You will not get there, you know, tomorrow, but you can get there in the next couple of years. You just have to be persistent and consistent and really focus on who you serve and how you can bring value to the table. Okay, I hope that this was helpful and inspirational, and I'll see you next time. Thanks for tuning in to the Profitable Graphic Designer Podcast. But wait, before you go, if you enjoyed this podcast episode and want a chance to access one of our online courses for free, simply leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Each month, one lucky reviewer gets to pick a course as a token of our appreciation. And here's a reminder. We are here to help you build the design business of your dreams, whether it's creating compelling proposals, attracting 10K clients, pricing your design services, improving your portfolio, reaching six figures and beyond, or helping you stand out. We've got you covered. I invite you to join over 1,000 designers in my signature 12-week program, The Profitable Designer. Visit aventiveacademy.com/profit. And also, don't forget to hit that subscribe button. That way, you'll be the first to know when each new episode drops so you never miss out on future content. Until next time, be sure to connect with us on Instagram at Aventive Academy, where we share valuable business tips, stories, and resources for brand, graphic, and web design business owners. Bye for now. Your host, Katie Sandell.